One of the most common questions about 911 calls is why are so many personnel necessary for each emergency call? In any advanced life support situation, the fire department sends out 5 emergency medical personnel to provide the most optimal care to the patient.
Fire department.
The following will demonstrate and clarify the roles of the EMS personnel on an emergency call. The lieutenant will clear the scene of bystanders and try to gather a quick history of events. They will also try to gather patient information, such as medical history, and specific details of the patient's condition. The lieutenant will then rejoin the group to report his findings and work in with the engineer on compressions. The lieutenant will also aid the other paramedics of the group in accomplishing their tasks by preparing some of the equipment. The engineer is the main workhorse while compressions take place. The engineer and the lieutenant will take turns providing chest compressions throughout the CPR process. Both will look to the paramedic in charge for instruction. The paramedic in charge will watch over everyone else. They are in control of the scene and all patient care. They will predominantly stay near the cardiac monitor to ensure timely care is given. At the cardiac monitor, the paramedic in charge will read the rhythms during the rhythm check and can deliver the necessary shocks during CPR. The additional 2 paramedics on scene will fill the other remaining roles of airway management and providing venous access. The paramedic that takes on the venous access role will work independently to the group due to the specific timeline of medication delivery. Once the airway is established, the paramedic in charge of airway management will work into compressions, giving the lieutenant and the engineer a break from the rigors of compressions. Paramedics will insert airway adjuncts or placeholders to aid in the oxygenation process. These placeholders hold open the airways. They also use a bag valve mask to push oxygen into the lungs to ventilate the patient. Capnography is a relatively new tool in the emergency medical services. It uses sensors to read how much carbon dioxide the patient exhales out. It gives real-time feedback of how well paramedics are performing their CPR. As the oxygen is pushed into the lungs by the back valve mask, the body changes it into carbon dioxide. It is then expelled back out in normal exhalation, and that is when the reading takes place. This reading lets paramedics know how well the patient is ventilating and how effective the CPR is. The EASY intraosseous drill, or EASY IO, places a catheter directly into the medullary area, which is the hollow middle space of the bone. In this space lies a vast system of blood vessels that connect to the body's bloodstream. This provides a non-collapsible vein to provide life-saving medication during the CPR process. The insertion process is relatively painless and quick. The EASY IO is used in conjunction with a pressure infuser to squeeze vital fluids into the body in hopes of increasing blood pressure for CPR. Paramedics must be able to read heart rhythms on the cardiac monitor to provide the proper care for the patient. Some heart rhythms respond to an electrical shock and other rhythms do not. If the patient's rhythm is a shockable rhythm, the paramedics will charge up the monitor and proceed with shocking the heart. This electrical current stops the heart in hopes that it will start back up again in the correct rhythm. During the shock is the only acceptable time for the paramedics to stop doing compressions. Once the shock is given, the paramedics will immediately resume compressions to give the patient the best chance for survival. After the paramedics pre-oxygenate the patient for 3 minutes, they can go ahead and place an advanced airway. Generally, paramedics use an endotracheal tube to secure the patient's airway open and provide easy access for oxygen to flow into the lungs. They use a special type of scope to aid in proper placement. This is an advanced life-saving skill, usually reserved for doctors in the emergency room. Paramedics practice for years to become proficient to correctly place this life-saving maneuver.
Check for a pulse, please. I have an organized rhythm.
Got a good pulse.
All right. We're going to get him on the EKG. Can I get a blood pressure, please?
I got the blood pressure.
Thank you.
This is only one scenario in which the Des Plaines Fire Department would need more than just an ambulance crew on scene. There are actually many reasons, but above all, the Des Plaines Fire Department responds in this manner to better serve you, the community. We strive to provide the best care possible in a time-sensitive period. After watching this video, we hope that you better understand the role of each of the fire department rescuers present and gain a better idea of how the Des Plaines Fire Department operates pursuant to medical system standards and industry best practices.